You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. We come to you every week from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, distributed via PRX. Right here, it's They Might Be Giants, who announced the delay of some touring later this year due to a medical issue. Here's hoping everything's okay with Johns and everybody in the band. This song is Or So I Have Read.
Animals can smell your dreams, or so I have.
Drive to school today. over that was just not really caring, not really like looking, like spying on stalking people. What do they think? No.
It's the first day of school. Hey.
But I don't know what to do.
Stepping off the bus, butterflies in my tummy. Hey, I got a question. Will you be my best friend? Where'd you get your fit? I know we just met, but I really like your style. Maybe they will stay a while. I'm feeling nervous the first day of school. Are you feeling nervous the first day of school? I'm feeling nervous how you keep it cool. Are you feeling nervous the first day of school? It's the first day of school. Miss my pronoun. Do you like my fresh tea? It's got Naruto on it. You could be my bestie. That day by your wee homies. I'm feeling nervous the first day of school. Are you feeling nervous the first day of school? I'm feeling nervous how you keep it cool. Are you feeling nervous the first day of school? It's the first day of school.
A little bit late for back to school for most people, but we're still in those first weeks of school. Your radio pal Ella and your radio pal Liam just started a PhD program in their senior year of college, respectively. And I know a lot of you are like a few days into school, so I figured we'd play some back to school music. It's Pierce Freelon right there with First Day of School. Jazzy Ash did Hop to School. Excellent advice, unless you're going a long ways, in which case hopping could get kind of tiring. But, you know, you do you. New music here from Megaran. It's The Story of Rap.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down. 'Cause what we have is a brand new sound. It's called hip-hop, and it can't be beat. So let me tell you all the tale on how it came to be. It goes boom, bap. Let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks, in the basements, in NYC. In the year of 1973. Once upon a time, there was a really great DJ. And he had a bunch of records that he loved to play. They went boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Yeah, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Well, let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks, in the basements, in NYC. In the year of 1973, the DJ played breaks to give the people a chance to watch the B-boys and B-girls do their dance. It went boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Yeah, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Well, let me finish my story and continue to rap. In the parks, in the basements, in NYC. In the year of 1973, party people need to know they're in the place to be. So on the microphone emerged the first MC. He went boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Yeah, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap. Oh, let me finish my story and continue to rap.
and the parks and the basements in NYC. In the year of 1973, there was a movement of dance and the fashion and sound, and everybody in the world wanted to be down. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. They called it hip hop, and it'll never ever stop. So don't you forget to give the DJ his props.
All these new faces and rules. You say that this is good for me, but I don't know. How can you be so cruel? And send me off to school. I tell you I don't wanna go, and you say you know. But you walk me to my table spot and tell me you have to go. Put on your name tag, draw a picture, it'll be fine. So I try to be your little hero, I try not to cry. Here at school. Well, maybe the teacher's kinda nice, and maybe there's some friendly looking faces at circle time. But recess is a blur of whirling, screaming strangers, and I don't know what to do without you. Door, taking my hand. On our way down to the park, you asked me how it was. I have to say, it was kind of fun, but I'm glad I'm all done. Wait, what do you mean? I have to go back Monday.
Out of Seattle, that's the Board of Education with First Day. Her Tripping Daisy with their cover of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, and start off with Megaran, the story of rap, from his brand new and really great album, Buddy's Magic Toy Box. I believe it's out now. Maybe it's out later this week. It's very soon, sometime in the month of September. That's what I'll say. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. Here's a band that's coming to the Twin Cities soon, finally back out on the road, doing all sorts of shows all over the country. Great fun. The shows, not particularly kid-friendly, but also super fun. It's Matt and Kim with Let's Go. Ooh.
Yeah, that's me and my family. This is me and my family. It's Papa and Daddy and me. We have so much fun playing in the sun. Now everyone can see. Yeah, that's me.
That is Charlie Fay and the Fanimals. Me and My Family is the name of the song. That is from her self-titled album. And Charlie, big part of the Breakfast Boogie. Towards the end of the show, we'll hear a song from Leslie Reynaga, who is playing Breakfast Boogie on this coming Saturday at the Far Out Lounge in Austin. But right here, we're at a point in the show when I need your help, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you are going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. And keep in mind, by the way, when you're yelling, I've seen some loud shows lately, so you need to be even louder. Saw the Holt Steady at the Minnesota State Fair. Oh, so good. Okay. Hey, everybody. Do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
heard a song from Tripping Daisy in that first set from the Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits. Every time I pick that album up again, I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of good stuff on there. So we're going to hear another song. It's Matthew Sweet, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do.